Hey guys, welcome to another video of Speedy Sonic Facts. I'm sorry, I have not recorded in a while. I was trying to get one out on Saturday, but unfortunately it deleted everything I had just before I could save it. So I'm now using a new thing to record. Hopefully this doesn't delete it. And yeah, I'm sorry I didn't record for a while there. I had a lot going on. And we're almost finished with our games. I'm going to finish them up today. And another thing is that this book that I'm using to help make sure I don't miss any games will leave out a few. So I'm just going to kind of go by memory for more recent. So I'm probably going to leave out a few. So if I do, just kind of include them for yourself. And maybe in the comments say you gotta do this game, and then I might do a short episode including the games that I just kind of missed. So let's get into it. We're starting with Sonic Mania. Very good game, and it brings back our classic Sonic moves, which we haven't seen since Generations. So it's definitely a triumphant return to form and a dazzling love letter to the Sonic of old. So if you're a Sonic fan that just loves those classic Sonic games, this is definitely the game for you. You can also play as Mighty and Ray in the DLC expansion. I think it's pretty cool that they added DLC. It has remixed some ways and you get to experience some brand new zones. I like the Saloon one because I love trains since I was a baby, so yeah, it's pretty funny, the Eggman-shaped train. It's actually a really good game. Sorry, I'll do the story later. It's a great game. It has a couple, like, callbacks, like Green Hill, Hydro City, or Hydra City, and Chemical Plant, of course, Stupidopolis, Stardust Speedway, Metallic Madness, I think Lava Resone. It's a great game. It's cool how they just decided to kind of bring it back into the old style, you know? I love that, you know? It's a great inclusion. It's such a good game. It had a lot of potential, and it really took that. It did. I mean, Forces kind of had potential, I guess, but it blew it. We have a couple facts here. So one fact is that Encore Mode in the tie-in animated series Sonic Mania Adventures, which I have not seen, but I've seen clips of it, and it looks really good. Plus, you know, I'm a Knuckles fan, so I'm a huge fan of when Knuckles gets that final blow in on Metal Sonic and Eggman, and just is like, my Master Emerald, and just stalks away. It shows Sonic returning only to get embroiled in a new adventure. Which one is the true story? Pick your favorite and blame the other one on the Phantom Ruby shenanigans. Yeah. The Phantom Ruby, man. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like this this game a lot. It's great. It's definitely kind of a need to have for a Sonic fan. Of course, we get to see Super Sonic, which, you know, I love Super Sonic, so any good Super Sonic boss fight, I'm all for. Unless it's, like, the Sonic Generations one, like, that one. First of all, the transformation scene isn't that good, and oh my god, the music is horrible! Like, geez, if you're trying to make a literal Sonic game made for Sonic's anniversary, make a good one, like SA2. No, you just decide to be like, I'm going to make, like, bring back Crush 40. I love Crush 40. But, you should bring back Crush 40, you know? It's great. They are great. I love Crush 40. And I, like, bring them back for another Super Sonic song. the time meter one is just crap. Like, who likes that? Anyway, we're done talking about Generations for now, until we get to Sonic X Shadow Generations. But the story, real story for me, Dr. Eggman, actually, sorry, not the Sonic Mania Adventure show, the game. Dr. Eggman sends a group of egg robots to evacuate a strange power source on Angel Island. They unearth the Phantom Ruby and are warped by its power into the hard-boiled heavies. Together, they and Dr. Eggman play fast and lose with its reality-warping powers, sending the heroes in a chase across many familiar landscapes like Green Hill, Chemical Plant, Studiopolis, Metallic Madness, Lava Reef, Hydro City, and Sardis Speedway. Examples. In the end, Super Sonic enters into a three-way brawl with Dr. Eggman and the corrupted Heavy King. The energies of the Chaos Emeralds and Phantom Ruby react, sending Sonic into an alternate future, which is Sonic Forces. We'll talk about that later. That one's a very that's an interesting game for me. Upon saving the world once again, Sonic and the Phantom Ruby return to their own dimension and time. This is after Sonic Forces. Sonic returns home just in time to rescue Mighty and Ray, who have been captured by Heavy Magician. The hunt for the Phantom Ruby resumes, this time with Mighty and Ray helping cover familiar ground, which is the DLC, of course. So, the DLC came out in 2018. The original game came out in 2017. I think the main game and the DLC are good. Very good. It was a nice idea for the DLC. You know, we all like a good DLC. But yeah, it also has the classic special stages and the blue spears and pinball. We all love a good pinball game, you know? Yeah, I was pretty happy to see that they kept the pinball for Sonic X Shadow Generations, which was Sonic Generations, the remake. Yeah, another fact is Metal Sonic's multi-tiered battle is a collection of cameos. The initial race and original final showdown are inspired by the Sonic CD encounter, which is a very fun race against Metal Sonic. You kind of have to avoid his attacks, and then you have to get to the end first, and then the wall closes just before Metal Sonic can get there, and he hits the wall, and he dies. The Robot Spawning Gauntlet and Encore DLC altered Final Fight are homages of his fights in Knuckles Chaotix. That final boss is so creepy, though. Like, sheesh. The mid-battle setting and multiple copies is a clear nod to the Brotherhood of Metallix, a group of villains from a British magazine, Sonic the Comic, one of the very many Sonic comics. I'm a huge fan of the one with the metal virus, because, you know, I'm a huge fan of Ian Flynn, and I think that comic series was some of his best work ever, and it also boosted my liking for him, the fact that he actually tried, you probably didn't know this, you might actually, he actually tried to convince Sega to bring back Hypersonic for Sonic Frontiers, but unfortunately, they rejected him. It's kind of sad, because you know, I love a big power form for characters, so seeing Hypersonic again would have been, like, pure gold. But, I mean, I do like Super Sonic 2 and Super Cybersonic. That's what I call them. You probably call them something different. But anyway, for new faces, it's not a new face, but it's been so long since we see them, is Mighty and Ray. And not new, but it's been so long. But it's nice to see them again. I like them both a lot, actually. Plus, I kind of like armadillos, so, yeah. I like Mighty, yeah. Pretty good name, you know. The next one is Hard-Boiled Heavies. We're actually getting into the real new faces. So they're egg robos enhanced by the power of the Phantom Ruby. While they follow Dr. Eggman's orders, their true loyalties are questionable. Then we have the Heavy Gunner, the Heavy Rider, the Heavy Shinobi, the Heavy Magician, and the Heavy King. So basically heavy everybody, really. Yeah. Yeah, we can just move on. Next, we have Sonic Forces. This is a mixed up game for me. So, I will say, you can hate me if you want. And if you want after this, you can stop watching this channel. But after I say, you just listen for a minute and you may forgive me. When I did first play Sonic Forces, I did kind of like it. I did like Sonic Forces at first. I just wasn't a great Sonic fan at this point. I hadn't played much Sonic games, so I didn't know which one. Like, so I was like, this is a great game. The thing that I need to see the light was I played Sonic X Shadow Generations. I think I played both the games, actually, and then I played Sonic Forces. And I realized, oh wait, this game is trash. Yeah. I'm also not a huge fan of the, it's cool that it returned to the generation style of gameplay. But yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the controls, because you can hate me if you want, but I play all my video games on Nintendo Switch. Probably soon on Nintendo Switch 2, because that's coming out in June. Yay! But I don't really like the controls for it. Usually in the modern Sonic games, it's like ZR to boost and everything. And it's like B to jump and then B and Y to homing attack. But no, it's Y to boost, B and B to homing attack. And you're like, what the heck? But, I did like Episode Shadow. That was really fun, but I think they could have done a lot more with it, because I don't see why they had to, only give us 3 levels, you know? Like, I think they should have got a little more, at least a better ending, you know? Like, the ending we got was just seeing the first cutscene in the game, I think, actually. So, yeah, that's not great, you know, because I kind of want to have, we did get a little ending, but I think we should expand Episode Shadow, and, excuse me, I have a little cold. I also don't see why they tried to get a little money off the classic and modern Super Sonic for Forces. I don't like that. Nobody likes the game. The only reason that a couple people bought it was because they either didn't know or because they wanted to play Episode Shadow. And you're trying to make money because you want to give them literally a transformation that, first of all, isn't in the main game. Second of all, you can do in very few levels. And third of all, it's just not that great. Super Sonic, he just seems so stiff. His quills don't have, that floating motion. They're just, rock hard, unlike actual Sonic. And he seems a little uninspired, you know? They did it in a... they threw it together in a hurry just to get someone to actually play the game. So, I actually like the rookie idea. The rookie idea was so good for me. I love making my rookie. And it's okay that they brought back Wispins. I don't like that they brought back Wisps, though. No one asked for that. No one wanted that. And why? Really? We get the Wisps for boost? When you play, the older games, you, defeat enemies and collect rings to get boost. But no. In this, it's you have to, get a Wisp capsule, which sucks. I hate it. I hate that. No one really asked for the Wisps. And sure, they're fine, I guess, but yeah. Yeah, I guess, yeah. No one really asked for them, so it's not really they're wonderful, I guess. But they did have some pretty good, outfits to make your rookie and everything. A fact about this is, 4 digital prequel comics were released prior to the game to detail the origins of Infinite, the Rookie, don't really see why we need the original Ricky, but... And the Phantom Ruby, if you played Sonic Boom, you know all about that. And to show a prelude to Shadow's DLC campaign. And they were distributed on the Sonic social media outlets. Which, you know... I mean, it's sad because the game looks so promising when we first saw it, you know? You're like, oh my god, this looks great! Oh my gosh, I really want to see you play this game. And you play it and you're like, oh my god. Story is, Dr. Eggman stumbles across the Phantom Ruby one day and discovers its reality-bending powers, which, that seems a little casual, like, oh, look, I just found another Phantom, I just found another crazy power source, ho-hum. And he discovers its reality-bending powers. He uses the gem to instantly conjure an army of virtual assets. He goes on to try and replicate its power, creating the Phantom Ruby prototypes. One of these is installed in its newest enforcer, Infinite. And then Rookie also steals one from Infinite, which saves everyone's life. Infinite spearheads Dr. Eggman's conquest and overwhelms Sonic with an army of virtual copies of his greatest foes. But if they're virtual, how can you get hit by them? Yeah. I also don't like, and we know Tails flees him when he's trying to fix Omega. Why was he still there? And why did he not notice that Chaos and everyone else was still there? And Chaos just walking up like, hello, I'm gonna destroy you now. And also, why was he so scared? He's beaten Chaos's butt in Sonic Adventure. I don't see why he needs to just cower in fear now. And of course, Classic Sonic has to come and save the day. But, so Infinite Spearhead, Dr. Eggman's conquest, and overwhelms Sonic with an army of virtual copies of his greatest foes. Sonic is presumed dead. Tails flees. He doesn't. He literally stays in the exact same place and just tries to fix Omega. I don't see why they also say why Tails has just lost it. Because he's just trying to fix Omega, you know? He's not lost anything. Although, why, like, in the game, though, why does he just love Classic Sonic so much? Like, he's like, I don't care about actual Sonic. I just like this younger version of him. It's kind of weird. He doesn't even seem that relieved that Sonic's back. He's like, oh, yay, Sonic's back. Can I do something with my new friend now? But, And Dr. Eggman conquers most of the world in a matter of months. The Resistance is formed as a concentrated countermeasure led by Knuckles and staff of Sonic's friends, allies, and one very gifted rookie. Whatever you make him look. I also wonder, like, I like it, but why is Knuckles always the commander of, like, a Resistance? I don't get it. Like, he's a good commander, I guess, but, you know, it's just an interesting choice. Plus, if you read the comics that I like, you'll see that Amy actually probably would be a better commander there, except for she hates the paperwork, so people wouldn't like that. So Sonic is discovered to have survived, and he has been Dr. Eggman's prisoner for months. The Resistance mounts a rescue mission. Dang. And frees him. Meanwhile, Classic Sonic emerges from the events of Mania and joins Tails in his return to the heroes. With the heroes united, they manage to push back against the Eggman Empire and shatter its control over the world and boost right through Eggman's squid's eye. That looks like it would hurt. I don't even want to go through the levels because there's so many levels within different places, but I'll just go over the main places. So we have Green Hill, Chemical Plant, the city, which is pretty much Sunset Heights, the Death Egg, Mystic Jungle, Metropolis, Eggman, and the Eggman Empire Fortress. And they have a bunch of levels within all these. There's a lot of Wispins, so the ones you can get are Burst, Lightning, Cube, Asteroid, Drill, Hover, and Void. I think Void is so funny because you suck everything in. But Hover is also funny too because you're just like, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Yeah, I will say probably one of my favorite things in Sonic Forces is when you're, like, boosting towards an enemy and you see their sad face, like, just before that, when you hit them, just before they, like, poof. It's so funny. I think that's so funny. I love that. But yeah, the egg pawns look pretty weird. And so do the death egg robots. Like, why do the robots look so weird? And the motto bug doesn't even look like a motto bug. It looks like a future bug. But, yeah. The bosses are the Infinite. There's round one. That's a pretty good one. Round two, I hate round two. And round three, I love round three. Three, not three. Then we have Dr. Eggman. He has two phases. The first one is where he's just in his little egg thing with a saw, and you have to hit him. And then he retreats into the Egg Dragoon, which is, it's cool to see that again, but still, it feels like the Egg Dragoon is a little easy, you know? And he throws boulders, and you have to hit him back. Yeah, I feel a little easy, you know? You can just constantly jump and pretty much be fine. And then for his bullets, it feels like his bullets can't actually hit you. So, yeah. Then we have Phantom Zarek. And he's on top of the Death Queen. Very intimidating. It wasn't working for me. Like, you have to get, like, this certain angle, which I don't like. Then we have Phantom Metal Sonic. I actually am pretty good. Like, I like. It's fine, I guess. But the thing that sucks is that, the Phantom Metal Sonic boss fight is fun. But round three for Infinite is literally just harder versions of Phantom Metal Sonic. Which sucks, because, I mean, like, Infinite is so different from this guy, and you have so much creativity. You could have done something a lot better than that. But, yeah. So, for new faces, we have Infinite. So, he was once a leader of the Jackal Squad, and he made the mistake of trying to raid one of Dr. Eggman's bases. So, the Doctor took a shine on him in its bleak worldview and employed him and his squad. And their security detail was brief as Shadow destroyed his team and left Infinite scarred. I love that scene in episode Shadow where Shadow just, like, destroys Infinite. Oh, I love that. So, eager for revenge, Infinite had himself outfitted with a helmet and a Phantom Ruby prototype, giving him the ability to create hyper-realistic virtual reality constructs. After his final defeat, he and his prototype were consumed by the original Phantom Ruby. And then we have the Rookie. So it's a timid new recruit to the Resistance whose species and look are decided by the player. My guy is like a bird with the soldier helmet with, like, cool sunglasses and everything. And he looks awesome. And he has Sonic shoes. Because, yes, I did end up beating Sonic Forces because I wanted to see how it ended. The Rookie's chosen species also has a subtle effect on their individual abilities. They prove to be remarkably adept, being in the right place at the right time, and helps Sonic and help rescue Sonic and turn the tide of the war. When species return, they part ways with the heroes, disappearing back in obscurity. Which I want to know, like, where did Rookie go? I feel like we should at least have, like, a little comic or maybe even a game explaining that. Because, I mean, we did get Sonic Forces Overclocked. Yeah, oh, also, my Rookie is a bird. By the way, but we did get Sonic Forces Overclocked, and that's where they team up again. That's actually a really good game. I was kind of hoping that I could find on my little music player that final boss fight song. Because it looks actually pretty good, but I wasn't able to find it. Which sucks, because they have Sonic Omens soundtrack on there. So, that sucks. But, yeah. I guess we're just going to move on. So we have Sonic Goes Mobile. It's not really a great move by Sonic, but... so we have Sonic Jump and Sonic Jump Fever. So, Sonic Jump is a remake of a mobile game that was originally released in 2005 and 8. It features Sonic and a host of other characters in vertically climbing levels controlled by the tilt of your smartphone. Which seems a little tough, you know? The goal is to smash badniks, free animals, and avoid hazards and not fall to your doom. Sprints and other gimmicks propel you higher, while crumbling footholds threaten your progress. There are 48 stages in the story mode, or an infinitely scrolling arcade mode. Each of the playable characters have slight variations for their jumping and falling, or other perks how they interact in the environments. Sonic Jump is actually kind of weird because it decided it hate, like, I guess Sega just woke up one day and decided, I hate Cyan. So what did we get? We get a Black Chaos Emerald. Why do we need a Black Chaos Emerald? I don't see it. Not really great. It does kind of look similar to the Chaos Emerald in Unleashed when Dr. Eggman sucked all their power out of them. It actually looks similar, but it's like a Black Chaos Emerald. Next we have Sonic Jump Fever. So Sonic Jump Fever expands upon the core gameplay with two primary new features. The first is the Fever Meter, which fills you as you gather rings and defeat enemies. Once it is full, you can trigger a flight through oodles of rings for a short time. The second is the Chow, which are fully unlocked if their loyalty is filled within a time. Your equipped Chow will give you various perks, including attacking enemies, gathering rings, or saving you from a fall, which must be really nice. A variety of items and daily missions are also added to a mix to spice things up. The types of items that appear depend on which character you are playing as. So yeah, they're both pretty much the same, and both not great. Yeah. It's just, like, I don't really think any, like, Sonic just is one of those games where it didn't feel like it was really meant to be mobile, you know? I think those big video game characters, like Mario and Sonic, like, if you put them, let's say, into, like, a Roblox game, that's fine. But I don't think they're supposed to go really mobile. I think they should just stick to consoles, you know? Or VR, I guess. I'm probably going to get VR soon. Next we have Sonic Dash. So Sonic Dash is the longest running, haha Sonic joke, mobile venture. Select from a wide assortment of the series cast members as you endlessly run from zone to zone, gathering rings and freeing animals. Rings can be used to upgrade each character so that the various boosts in the game last longer. Animals must be rescued to unlock construction in each zone. As you gather rings and defeat enemies, you fill up your dash meter, just like the fever meter. Once it's full, you can take off at top speed, blitzing through enemies and hazards while auto-gathering rings, so it's pretty similar to fever meter. I don't see why I have to have meter. I mean, it's kind of cool, actually. As you gather rings and defeat enemy... At the end of each... stint, you're offered 3 random paths, which include zone, which you jump to a new location, or possibly stay in the current local, corkscrew, run an enemy-free ring-rich path full of loops and twists, or boss, enter a running battle with Zaz or Dr. Eggman. Very random there. Like, why does it have to be Zaz? Can't it be like Zavik at least? Like the leader? No, it's gotta be Zaz. The one person in the Deadly Six that's just random. I guess they're like, I guess Sega was just like, hey guys, let's pick a boss for Sonic Dash. We have to have Dr. Eggman for one of them, but who should we have? I know, Zaz! That's a horrible idea. Let's do it. If you're a Zaz fan, I'm sorry, but it's just not a very great idea. Yeah. Next we have... Sonic Dash 2 Sonic Boom. Okay, sorry, I just hate Sonic Boom. In the Sonic Boom universe, I guess, players assemble a team of 3 runners to take on challenging gorgeous from their current runner when transitioning between regions and bank their rings. In addition to rings, Runners grab orbs to fill their dash meter. Once again, a dash meter. Once filled, allows them to dash invulnerably for a short time. In addition to the power-ups found in Sonic Dash, players can find springs that bounce them onto floating rails or energy beam charges that unlock a bonus course in the sky filled with wings and orbs. Destroying enemies or passing through hoops builds a combo meter that enhances your score and resets if you take damage. Bank your wings or take too long to add to the counter. Each playable Sonic character comes with a new unique suit. Sonic has a dash ring magnet, Tails has a second chance, Knuckles has a knuckle slam, Amy has a ring hammer, Six has protected combo, and Shadow has chaos spear, his classic. Yeah, I hate this game, all needs to be said, let's never do it again. Also, because it was never released in Japan, and if a game's not released in Japan, but it is released somewhere else, and it's literally made from a company that originated in Japan, you know it's bad. The end. Okay, let's go on to Sonic Runners and Sonic Runners Adventure. So Sonic Runners was an auto-running adventure. I'm not a huge fan of auto-running. Because then you're like, oh no, that platform's not low enough for me to get there yet. Who cares? I gotta go. But with a twist. A much larger selection of characters were present in both as playable and as support units. Interesting. These were usually acquired in the gacha game system to win, or where players spent in-game currency in a roulette minigame and hoped to win what they wanted. Characters came in two attributes, fly, ability, and personality. Abilities fell into three groups, speed, fly, and power. These affected how the character moved in the environment and how they defeated enemies. The personalities affected bonuses they received for various criteria, such as distance run, enemies defeated, or animals saved. Two buddy support characters who actively affected gameplay could be equipped at a time, where they banked rings upon being hit, auto-attacked bosses, or otherwise they could have a major influence on the game. In addition to regular story mode, which featured the hero stopping Dr. Eggman from building a mind control bay, the game hosted several special story events. One was a crossover with the Puyo Puyo puzzle franchise, while the other focused on the Deadly Six. The game was ended in May 2016, but saw a lukewarm revival. My name's Luke, so yeah, it is Luke. Revival in the form of Sonic Runners Adventure. While the game boasted full 3D models and environments, it lacked the roster of playable and support characters. Unlike the original, which was free to play and lived in in-game purchases, the new incarnation cost $5 USD at launch. So that kind of sucks. It's not, like, these are fine games, I guess. They're fine, I guess. I just don't see why Tomoyo Otani used the cover of Sonic Runners for his title. And, when I use my little music player, that's his cover, which is funny. Because you'd think he'd do a good game like Sonic Frontiers, but no. He just decided to do Sonic Runners. The lukewarm game. Next, we have Sonic Forces Speed Battle, which is a mobile Sonic Forces game in a tie-in to Sonic Forces. So, this is basically where you have to... Well, basically, four different players go into a race, and they race around some places from Sonic Forces, basically. And if you get, like, rings, you can upgrade your character, maxing out at level 16, and get them faster and better and everything. Not much to be said. No one really... They also have boosts, of course. But, yeah, I don't think anyone ever did this. Like, they never really bought this game. The one thing I did like, though, is... Well, first of all, they did add new skins. But probably my favorite is from that comic series, you know? They introduced Tangle and Whisper, and I'm very happy they introduced Tangle and Whisper into Sonic Forces Speed Battle. Which is kind of weird, though, because they have literally nothing to do with the story. They should, though. They should get an in-game appearance. Because, I mean, the closest they got to that is Sonic Frontiers, where Sonic says, when he sees the ruins, Tangle would love climbing on these ruins. That's it. So, we should kind of get something a little more better. Next, we have special Sonic appearances. So, our first one will be Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. A pretty decent version of real-life sports, but has a twist, you know? It kind of had a mix, you know? Like, first one good, second one eh, next one good, next one eh, next one good, next one eh, and then 2020 eh, and good, I guess. I still enjoyed playing it, you know? But, yeah, it's not a bad one, and I'm really sad that they discontinued it after 2020, because we should have gotten one in 2024? Three? Yeah, 2023, I think. But yeah, that sucks. Sucks a lot, but yeah, it was a decent series, I guess. Yeah, so a lot of Sonic characters appeared either in the audience or as actual playable characters. And yeah, then we have Sonic in Super Smash Bros. So he has appeared in Super Smash Bros. Brawl and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. I am a pretty big Super Smash Bros. Fan, so I was pretty happy to see Sonic in there. We also have Green Hill Zone for Brawl, Smash for 3DS, and Ultimate, and then Windy Hill Zone for Wii U and Ultimate. Saviors from Sonic, you know, that got into this. I was really happy she in there, although his moveset should be reimagined, because it's kind of crap. Well, it's not crap, it's actually a decent, but the creativity level is crap, because we kind of need, a little better of a moveset, you know? Like, it's just very, every single one is just a variation of the spin dash. Like, Sonic has so many abilities in so many games, and you just give us, like, just a bunch of spin dashes, basically? It sucks. I think one of his moves should be boost. And I think another cool one would be if he, like, charges up something. I don't know how he'd get the charge up or anything. But if he, like, charges up, he could become Sonic the Werehog. And, like, with the extra stretchy limbs and absolutely dominate them. But it would only happen for, like, 5 seconds, I guess. That'd be awesome. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. And, I mean, he needs a little bit of a better Final Smash in this is one in Ultimate. It's not great. But in Brawl, his one was amazing. But, yeah, we need a little bit of a better one. So that kind of sucks. Yeah, that sucked. He needs a better one, you know. Next, we're gonna do just some Sonic Collection ones. So this is Sonic Jam. So the forebear of Sonic Adventure is the first truly 3D Sonic platformer title. A catch that is Sonic's first outing into the third dimension is relegated to a glorified options menu, and it is truly glorious. While Sonic climbing floating platforms, hanging from Tails' hands mid-flight, and even swimming, which is not like Sonic. Scattered through Sonic World are a smattering of missions to test you in this new 3D realm, as well as a quest that gives players access to art, music, and video, like Shadow Generations, Sonic Generations, and Factoids from Sonic's comparatively short at this point direct history, since this was a 1997 game. Directs Sonic to the right place, and you can play some of his classic adventures. Sonic the Hedgehog with Spin Dash. Yay! Sonic 2, Sonic 3, Sonic and Knuckles, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Knuckles in Sonic 2, and Blue Spear. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Next, we have Sonic Mega Collection, which is unlike Sonic Jam, which gives you Sonic World to romp around in. Sonic Mega Collection goes straight to content, in the category, indulging in the category of classic gaming goodness, unlocks even more games and variations. On top of that, players are treated to an art gallery, a movie gallery, and an exhaustive collection of covers from the earlier Sonic comic book series. So this was 2002. The original was 2002, and then the Mega Collection Plus was 2004 and 5. It's sad because, for PC, Japan didn't even get a release. So, the default games are Sonic the Hedgehog US version, Sonic the Hedgehog Japanese version, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Sonic and Knuckles, Sonic 3D Blast, Sonic Spinball, and Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. That's kind of hard. And then, lastly, we have Sonic Gems Collection. So, Sonic Gems Collection sets out to complete the mission begun by Sonic Mega Collection Plus. A slew of obscure and oft-overlooked games are joined by a treasure trove of artwork, music, and videos. So, the default games are Sonic CD PC Edition, Sonic the Fighters Arcade Version, Sonic R PC Edition, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 8-bit, Sonic Spinball 8-bit, Sonic the Hedgehog Triple Trouble, Sonic Drift 2, Tails Sky Patrol, and Tails Adventure. That is very hard for me to say. Woo! Okay. And that's as far as this baby is going to take me, so I'm going to go off memory now. For memory, I'm gonna do Sonic Colors Ultimate for Nintendo Switch. Of course, this is a remake of Sonic Colors. Of course, the classic story, you know, Dr. Eggman kidnaps the Wisp and make an interdimensional theme park, and Sonic and Tails have to go and stop him, and blah 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 blah. They kind of messed up Reach for the Stars. I like the original better. But it's not bad, you know, it's not bad, I guess, you know. Not much left to say, I guess. So Sonic also did have an appearance in Super Monkey Ball, but that's not really an appearance, so I'm not really going to list that. I'm going to hop right in, I guess. So we also have Sonic Frontiers. I love it. Chef's kiss. It's a great game. Great soundtrack. Oh my god. I love Undefeatable, Breakthrough It All, Find Your Flame, I'm Here. I love them all. You gotta love them all. It has a great gameplay style. And it has some fun cheats that you can do and glitches, you know. They also have that cool supersonic mod that lets you transform into Super Sonic whenever you want. It does still take rings to do that, though. That kind of sucks, but, you know, whatever. There's also a really cool glitch where you can glitch all the way to the Giganto fight when you only have 3 Chaos Emeralds. So then you're like, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right. Well, it's crazy because I think Sonic still does, like, the surrounded by all the Chaos Emeralds, so I guess all the Chaos Emeralds were like, oh, that's our cue, we gotta go. But it's a great game. It has a great cutscene, a great plot, great everything. So yeah, the story is Sonic and his friends, well, Sonic, Tails, and Amy are flying near Kronos Island, and I think they're gonna take a stop there to find out why the Chaos Emeralds were drawn there, and all of a sudden, like, Tails just plane starts going down, the tornado starts going down, and then Sonic and the tornado and Tails and Amy are separated through 2 different portals, and Sonic wakes up, and he finds Amy all glitchy and everything, and then they talk, she apparently learns how to speak Coco, Okay. And then he eventually gets all the Chaos Emeralds, defeats Giganto, and flies to the next island where he meets Knuckles. I don't know how Knuckles got there, but, you know, I love a Knuckles appearance, so who's also all glitchy and everything. So he has to go there, get the Chaos Emerald, defeat Wyvern, which is a great boss. And then he has to, and then he flies to another island, finds Tails there all glitchy. And then he has to get all the Chaos Emeralds and defeat Knight. I think that's a really cool ending animation when he finishes them off. And whatever I could do when I saw him, when he just slashed Knight in half, all I could think of, Knight of the Wind, Knight of the Wind, Knight of the Wind. See, it's like, the Knight of the Wind returns. That would be kind of cool, though, if, like, for the Sonic boss fight, since he is a knight, Sonic, like, transformed into that knight form. That'd be cool. But sadless, we don't get that. It is still cool, really. A really cool boss fight. And Sonic has to defeat Supreme. And with the help of Sage and Dr. Eggman, you know. Blah, blah, blah. Great game. I love it. All I gotta say. Next, we have Sonic Superstars, the most recent Sonic, classic Sonic game. And yeah, it's not a bad game, you know? It has some pretty good animation for a classic Sonic game. Definitely the most, like, futuristic one, I guess. We're not including Generations and Forces on that, because that's technically not a classic Sonic game. That's a Sonic and classic Sonic game, or Forces, it's a Sonic and a bunch of other his friends game, so we're not counting that, but yeah, it's a pretty decent game. Oh my god, that Fang boss fight, though. Oh my god, that is painful. I didn't even want to try and beat that. I just heard the records, like the people who actually did it, and I'm like, no way, no shot, I'm doing that. Plus, it'd be a pain to be like, I beat the final boss. Yay, now I gotta do all this crap and see if I can actually unlock the secret final boss. And then you have to get through that when you get, like, one ring every 50 seconds. So you basically are dead by the time that happens. Because that dragon fight is crazy. Ugh. I did hear there is a glitch, though. Because after you beat the secret final boss, that true final boss, you can transform into Super Sonic anytime you want. And I think if you press, like, a certain variation of buttons, you can actually turn into Super Sonic but not lose any rings. Really nice. Seems really nice. And, yeah. I like it. It's a pretty good game, but it's cool, you know? I like Knuckles Glide. But yeah, it could use a little stuff still, but yeah, it's not bad. And for my last game I'm going to talk about, we have the most recent Sonic game, Sonic X Shadow Generations, baby, let's go! Let's go. I love this game. It's probably my favorite Sonic game. I know that might be a little bit too much. It might be a little stretch, but my favorite Sonic game for sure. I just love it. I love it. I love everything about it. We can talk about Generations first. You know, I like Generations. The final boss fight's a little unimagined, but it's still a pretty good game, you know? I like that. Really fun to beat it again. And I like some things that they changed in the remake are for the better. Some things are for the worse. Like, I like how in the opening cutscene where Sonic's talking to Tails and he says, "You totally surprised me, buddy. I had no idea this time." I like how Amy is trying to offer Sonic a cupcake instead of trying to get to him, and Sonic's holding her back with one hand. Like that. I don't like, though, in the final, where Knuckles says, "You won't have bad Sonic," and Amy says, "Are you kidding? He was great," and the original, he slams Knuckles into a tree, and I actually kind of like that, you know? Like, I do like Knuckles, and I know he's tough, but, you know, we all like a little humor, you know? I don't like how instead she just puts his hand, her hand, I, she just puts her hand in his face. It seems kind of unnatural and weird. And Knuckles is just, and Knuckles is just like, what? I don't like that. But yeah, I will say it's pretty good game, you know? It's nice. And I like it. Next, we have Shadow Generations. Love it. Love it. Love it. I like our Doom powers. You gotta love the stage and the music for Space Colony Arc. Oh, I love it. Love it. I like the collectibles that they included. And it's just such a great game. The final boss is really fun. The levels are really fun. The challenges are really fun. I like, you get a little bit more of a challenge chasing those music notes in this game other than you do in Generations. Because in Generations, as you can just like boost right to them and you got them. It's not even like a challenge unless you miss your boost. But in Shadow Generations, you can actually have a little bit more of a challenge. I like that. I like the collection room. That was a pretty good collection room, you know? I like it. I also like the Tokyo, the Sonic movie DLC, which is cool since, as you know, they release within like 3 months of each other, I think. So that was a pretty cool thing they included, and I thought it was really fun to get the collectibles and everything, and it's cool how they added that little painting where you can see, in the collection room, where you can see the little Tokyo collectible things you got, and yeah, I like it a lot. It's just such a great game, you know? I don't think there's a lot they can improve on. It has a great soundtrack. I'm glad they brought back Crush 40 for All Hail Shadow. I actually like this version of All Hail Shadow a little better than the other one. So that was pretty good. And yeah, I just think it's just such a great game. You know, both combined is just such a great game. And I like how they have things that, like codes you can type in. Or things you can buy on the, well, just download, they're free, on the Nintendo eShop that can make Sonic look like his adventure. Like, he can look like he does in Sonic Jam, or he can look like he does in Sonic Adventure, which is really cool. Yeah, I have the day one edition of it, so I got a little packet to see how, the code to type that in. Well, I never found out where to actually type the code in. So if you do know, then just kind of tell it to me, maybe in like the comments or something, because I kind of want to know, because it looks cool and I've seen one person play it and it looks awesome. So I kind of want to do it. So yeah. Or tell me if it's actually in Shadow Generations and I'm doing the wrong game. I'm assuming it's in Sonic Generations, but yeah. At first, when I first saw it, I was, I tried to type it in the information bot. Yeah, that didn't really go well. So, yeah. Just, tell me. But yeah, it's a great game. I love it. And before I go, I am going to talk a little bit, just what we know so far, about a new comic series coming out by Ian Flynn. Yay! It's the Sonic DC crossover. You may have not heard about it, but probably have. So it's a crossover, literally, where Sonic and his friends team up with the classic DC characters to defeat Darkseid, who is hunting for the Chaos Emeralds. And they've actually revealed that in issue 3, if you don't want spoilers for this, then just kind of go, just skip this, so I'll give you a minute to do that. Okay, so I found out that in issue 3, they are going to have all the DC characters face Darkseid and go down for the count. And then Sonic and friends are gonna literally dress up like the DC heroes. We already have official art for that, and protect DC City and take down Darkseid. And I can bet you money. I can bet you we're seeing Super Sonic. You know Sonic Game, if it has the Chaos Emeralds in it, you see Super Sonic. And that does not include Sonic the Hedgehog 1, the original, because Super Sonic wasn't invented yet. So that doesn't count. So, yeah. I think it's going to be great. I do know that it will release September, I want to say. We'll go September, I guess. But, yeah, I'm really excited for that. And it's going to be good. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say today, guys. Sorry, it was a long time after I recorded. I actually, I tried to get one out on Saturday, but the thing that I was using deleted the 50-minute episode, and I didn't have the voice to do all that again. So I was just able to do it today. That little glitch is what convinced me to start using this new thing, and it's working out a lot better for us. And yeah, I think thank you for your patience. And yeah, I think I'm gonna just go now. So thanks for watching, guys. Well, thanks for listening, guys. I guess I'll see you next time. Bye.